Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is brought to you as a public service by DestinationDelco.com. From Philly to the Brandywine, that's DestinationDelco.com. And by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll return in a moment with today's guest, Lisa Femira of the Bedford County Sportsman's Club, as Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. So often, when you want to buy a car or truck, you're told to make sure you get a good deal. So what is a good deal? Is it just the price of the vehicle, or is it something else? At Thomas Chevrolet, we think that a good deal means everything that's important to us. Things like our multi-generational reputation for honesty and integrity, or the free inspection service you get on your purchase after you roll out of here, or the fact that your car or truck has been checked thoroughly by our factory-trained service department to make sure it's safe, or that we're a family-owned dealership that feels a responsibility to our customers. That's what a good deal means to us. How about you? The next time you need a car or truck, visit Thomas Chevrolet Subaru first. We'll show you what a good deal really is.
Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, where buying a car or truck is always worry-free.
This is Christian Heilman of WTAJ, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
I've mentioned before we've done these programs that sometimes I have the opportunity to talk to fun people. Well, I've met such a person. Her name is Lisa Femira, and Lisa is speaking with me today in her business, which she's very kindly allowed me to come in here at the State Farm office here on Richard Street in Bedford. And before we begin, I want to put a little plug in for State Farm. Everyone in this office has been just spectacularly friendly. So if you want friendly insurance, you come over here to State Farm because this place is all right. Candace Secrets is the agent here, and it's a great little spot. It's right across the street from the parking lot here, and you can park, and right down the road from the Catholic Church, so you know where it is. It's right here at Richard and almost Penn Street. So State Farm's been very gracious to let us deal with that. We always like to plug our host, Lisa, because they're very kind to let us come in here and do this. Lisa is a very interesting woman. She is a licensed staff member and insurance rep here at State Farm, but she also is a member of the Bedford County Sportsman Club, and actually its treasurer, along with her husband and son, who I understand are world-class trap shooters. That's according, of course, to Mom here. You know, she'll obviously. Anyway, thank you so much for having us do this today. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for being here.
I am very interested in a project that you folks have at the Sportsman's Club coming up called Shootout Cancer, Choose Your Sport. I've never heard of any such thing. I think this is about the coolest thing I've ever heard of, so I really want you to tell me about this. First of all, what caused the Sportsman's Club to get involved in this particular charity?
Well, we think it's pretty cool, too. In fact, it's pretty much my mission to do as much as I can for cancer research and cancer cure. My mom actually had breast cancer, got through breast cancer, had some other issues after that, which she's been deceased now since 2010. But myself and another gal, Kelly Kendall, who is another Sportsman's Club member, and also she's one of our vice presidents in the club, her and her family, me and my family, this is near and dear to our heart, along with our club. Now, we have 700 plus members in our club at Bedford County Sportsmen's. Many, many families there are affected by this, just like in our community, many, many families. We just want to do our part. We want to do whatever we can and raise as much money as we can to fight this horrible disease.
Well, usually you hear about some fundraiser or people selling cakes or something like this. So I'm very interested in how you're going to do this. So do the public come to your club to participate in this? And if so, how's that work?
Well, yep, that's what we're hoping for. We did our first event last year. This year is our second event. We hope it can be, if it's as close as being as successful as last year, we'll be tickled. But we want to do whatever we can. Our club, Bedford County Sportsmen's, is a huge amateur trap shooting club. We have several trap shoots. Our club is rated in the state as being one of the top rated clubs in Pennsylvania, which is a big deal for our club. Our trap shooters are our family, basically, because my son and husband both shoot trap. We travel to many clubs, but we get lots of rave reviews about Bedford County Sportsmen. People just love shooting at our club. Along with trap shooting, we also have a pretty big 3D archery club now that's run by Garrett Tice, and he's also going to be heading up the 3D archery at our event. And also we have Pistol League that shoots every Wednesday night at our club. Some of those members won't be around for our event because they're going to the NRA convention that day, which
really
was a conflict of a scheduled
date. Is there a bus of them or something?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. They're good guys and good women. But we're going to have Jeff Eisman, who he's part of the Bedford County Pistol League and also a huge advocate of our club. He is going to run it this year for us, so we can also offer that as one of our three events. So we'll have trap shoot, we'll have a pistol shoot, and we'll also have the 3D archery. You can do one, you can do three, you can come as a spectator, have lunch. We have Mike's Place from down in Clearville did an amazing job. They Marie, his wife, is an amazing individual who catered our lunch. It was great. They have great food there. And you could come just eat lunch and join in on our Chinese auction. We have so many cool things going on that day. We raised $6,600 last year. We sent a check to through Making Strides to the American Cancer Society for $6,600. We were pretty proud of that. And
you should be. And I must tell you, this event sounds like it'd just be fun, even if you don't shoot, just to come and watch it.
Definitely.
So let me get this right. You can eat, you can shoot, you can, what else can you do? You can, if you bring your bow and arrow, you can do stuff that, to do with stuff of that.
Yeah.
Now, how do you raise the money? Is there a competition?
Well, this year we're going to do a little different thing on the side, but we're not giving trophies because, well, typical trophies anyway, because this is a charity event. That's our goal, is to give as much money as possible to Making Strides through Kathy Ehrlichman's team. She's Dr. Catherine Ehrlichman from Bedford, started the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer in Bedford County. So she's our go-to person as far as what team we want to put our proceeds through. She has Cancer Cure Crusaders, but that's her team through Making Strides, and that's where our proceeds go. She's an amazing woman. She's a cancer survivor, and I knew I wanted to work with her when we decided to do this.
So if I come there with my family and watch this, how do I help you earn more than $6,600 this year? I mean, what is it I do that helps you raise the money?
Well, you can sign up to shoot. You can sign up for all three events or one event. So we have, you know, pricing for that, which includes a t-shirt and your meal. So we have an event t-shirt. Also, we will have a Chinese auction, which we have a huge, enormous turnout of baskets from our local community, our vendors. Dollar Tree in Bedford is a huge sponsor of this event. We had over 50 baskets that people buy a ticket for and try to win. So we made a lot of our proceeds came from our Chinese auction. We also have a raffle ticket that we've been selling for the last couple months. On that ticket, we had a Husqvarna chainsaw donated to us from Guy's Hardware, which was huge. He also donated one this year. We have two different firearms on that ticket that we get at cost from Juniata Trading. They're a huge advocate of this event. And we get a pinked out Hoyt bow package from Ryan Clapper, who has a local archery shop that he gives us at his cost. So that's on our ticket. We have a $5 ticket, which almost all of our tickets are already sold out. We sell 750 tickets, and they're almost all gone, but we will have some that day. Bedford County Votech joins in with us. The kids in the building trade, they put together two coffee tables last year. They were really nice, nicely built. Mr. Mangus is over there as the instructor, and he gets the kids in the program to build these coffee tables. The ribbon for the cancer shoot, or the symbol, you know, the pink ribbon, they actually designed the legs of the coffee table to look like the pink ribbon. It was amazing. They're very nice. They made two for us. We had the legs dipped by a company that does the dipping and puts camo or whatever you want on it. They did. We did one with pink camo on just the ribbon legs, and then one with like a regular camo, and turned out so nice. So we raffle those off. They're donated to us. We have a raffle for those. We also have another bow package donated to us from Clapper's Archery, and we're going to have a raffle going on for that. And we do all kinds of little things through the day to, you know, earn as much money as we possibly can to turn over into our donation.
Well, as you can tell, our guest today, Lisa Famira from the Bedford County Sportsman Club, is an expert on this topic. I think she's been talking the last 20 minutes, and I love guests like this. You are terrific, because sometimes I have to drag answers out of people, but this is not the case with you. This is a tremendous description of this particular event. Okay, so I'm there, and I can shoot. I have a question about the shooting.
Okay.
You're going to be at a trap shoot that day?
We are going to.
Okay. So if I knock more stuff out of the sky than anybody else, do you get more money for the cancer fund, or how's it work?
Well, no, we don't do a big competition like that, because like I said, we want to use as many of all of our proceeds to go for our donation. However, this year we're going to do a three-person team event. So if you get a three-person team event together with a trap shooter, a pistol shooter, and a 3D archery shooter, that would be your team. We do keep score, of course, with our trap shoot, our pistol shoot, and our 3D archery. Some of it is, it's going to be on your own to keep your score, like especially for the archery. So whoever has, as a team, does the best for those three events, we're going to have, I'll call it a traveling trophy. We're going to have a plaque that's going to stay in the club, just designated for our cancer shoot. And the names of the 3D teams going to be on that plaque. So that's something new this year, because I know a lot of these people, men and women, like the competitive edge, so we're going to incorporate that. We're going to do an Iron Man plaque also that's going to stay in the club and have your name put on if you would win that event. An Iron Man and an Iron Woman. So that's new this year. So hopefully we'll get some interest in that as well.
Wow. This is terrific. When we come back after the break, I'm going to ask Lisa a couple more questions, maybe to define some of this stuff. I realize there's a very, very small percentage of people that live in Bedford County that don't know about this stuff. But for their benefit, we're going to go over that when Bedford County Speaks continues.
DestinationDelco.com, a new way to experience Delaware County. From Philly to the Brandywine, we have the Crossroads, Riverside, Main Streets, Main Line, and the Brandywine. Five different ways to experience Delaware County. Check us out at DestinationDelco.com. Be sure to listen to Bedford County Speaks, brought to you by DestinationDelco.com. Saturdays at 8:30 a.m., just before Rush, on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
At the turn of the 19th century, Bedford was a small but growing frontier town in the southwestern Alleghenies. The opening of the West had begun, and along with it were families eager to start a new life. Among them was Demetrius Gallitzin, an unassuming but dynamic Roman Catholic priest. whose mission was to evangelize the region for the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Father Gallitzin was eager to form a new church in this bustling town called Bedford. With the assistance of some willing Catholics, in 1816 he established a new parish called St. Thomas the Apostle. The new church on East Street at the end of the borough was small but functional. Years and two more church buildings later, St. Thomas the Apostle would grow to a major moral and community force in Bedford. Next May, St. Thomas the Apostle celebrates 200 years of continuous and faithful service to Bedford County. We hope you will join us in celebrating this significant bicentennial with the parish family. St. Thomas the Apostle, serving Bedford County since 1816. Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
Our guest today is Lisa Fimera, who is with the Bedford County Sportsman's Club, and she is a terrific, terrific guest. She's told us everything we want to know about this, and we're going to learn more. But first, I want to remind you that the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. Lisa has been a phenomenal guest because usually I have to ask everything, but she's just telling me everything. Lisa, I had a mess of questions on here, and you went and answered all of them before I got to ask them. So this is great. Now, I was talking about the shooting and the bow hunting. I want to focus a little bit on bow and on the pistol. You said these aren't going to be a competition. So how do you make money for the cancer fund with the shooting and the bow? How's that done?
Through the registration fee, which we have set up, we are making money in
gotcha.
That fee.
Okay.
So we have our meal is all but donated to us because Marie of Mike's Place, this is near and dear to her heart as well. So she gives us a phenomenal pricing, I guess, on that.
Right.
So we know that through our registration fee, we will make proceeds. Our biggest, probably the biggest sponsorship through sponsorships is how we make our most money. We have an amazing community of business people that some of them actually have come to us wanting to donate to this event because they were part of it last year. That is just confirmation to me that this is a good event. This is, people are just so generous and they want to make a difference, and we have a great community.
It has been my observation that when you have an event that is for the benefit of other people, the popularity is directly proportional. Like if the event's, you know, just to have fun and it's to raise some money for a business, they have to advertise, break their neck
right.
to have people come. Having been in the radio business all my life, I can tell you that I've done thousands and thousands of promotions of that type, and they're always difficult. But when you have a nonprofit event like this that benefits very specifically a group of people, the community outreach can be quite extraordinary, and that's all what's happened here. I can see that. So tell me about the day when I arrive at the Sportsman Club. What am I going to see?
You are going to see a lot of pink.
Well, that's good.
That's our big thing, pinked out. That's what we strive for.
So is the shootout in pink? Is that how it goes?
The targets over at the 3D range will be pinked out. The club signage will be pinked out. You will see the signage the minute you come down 326 towards the Sportsman's. We have a lake. A lot of people refer to it as the Sportsman's Dam. Everybody knows that in Bedford County. We start with the signage out along the lake. It's pink. And we go down to the lane that goes up to the clubhouse, and you are going to see a pink lemonade stand because we also incorporate that as part of our shoot. We have great donations, so we have pink lemonade to sell. We've got a bunch of girls that is actually related to Kelly Kendall. Her niece took on this event last year, and she and her mom, God bless them, made I think, a million cookies for the event to sell.
That's a lot of cookies.
It did very well. It was a lot of cookies. So that's a fun thing. You'll see that as soon as you come up our club lane. When you come inside the doors, you're going to see a lot more pink than you probably could even imagine. Where the clothing is pink, the decorations are pink, our baskets are pink, everything is pink, but that's the fun of this.
So what am I going to see activity-wise? Is there like signs telling me the archery is this way and the pistols are that way? Is that kind of work like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Now keep in mind, a lot of the people that do come have been out to the club before, but for those that haven't, our 3D archery range is actually across 326 from the club. So we start our day at the clubhouse. We ask that everybody start the day at the clubhouse about 9 o'clock to make sure registrations are squared away. And when you pre-register, you get the t-shirt, and that has all of our sponsor names on the back of it. Anybody who sponsored at least $100 gets your name on our t-shirt. Last year, we almost ran out of room. We had about 30 over $100 donation sponsors, so that was really exciting. So this year, hopefully, we'll run out of room on the back of the shirt. So then you come into the clubhouse, pick up your meal ticket and your t-shirt if you were pre-registered, or get registered if you're coming that day. And then we tell you where to go. And if we do a squad, like we always have squads of five that shoot trap, if you're not familiar with that. So you just kind of wait your turn to shoot if you're going to do trap, or you go up to the pistol range, which is right on the grounds. We'll direct you up there. We have a lot of volunteers up there. Safety is always first and foremost, of course, at our club. So you go through a little safety presentation first, and then we proceed from there. So once it gets started, you're going to hear a lot of banging over there at the Sportsman's Club, but that's usually how it is.
What is a 3D?
3D archery is actually a target that looks real. I mean, it's a shape of a deer, a moose, a muskrat, anything you would shoot out in the woods, and it's all in the woods. So you follow like a little trail to the station of what you're going to shoot. You could be shooting a moose. You can,
gotcha.
And of course, the 3D archery people they like our club because we do have a lot of newer targets, and it's run very well.
If you're a 3D archer, never been to this club, you're going to get a really nice surprise. You're really outfitted well for this.
Yes.
Okay, now tell me about the trap shoot. How does that work?
The trap shoot, if you're not familiar with trap shooting, you shoot at 100 targets. And they're going to be pink, of course.
Are they harder to see?
No, actually, they're good to see. Time of year will be really good to see. Typically, we shoot at our club orange targets. So they're not a lot different, but of course, you know, we love pink. Mm-hmm. So we also have pink shells that we'll sell to you if you want. We'll have some extra ones there that day. And you go through the stations. You go through four actual traps. We have five. One will be a practice trap. It's shot pretty much like an ATA shoot or an open shoot that we have at the clubs.
What kind of shotgun is used on this trap shoot?
A trap shooting gun.
Okay.
I am a roadie in the trap shooting department.
Okay. Well, I'll go to some other expert for that question. No problem. So you have all this stuff going on. You have the trap shoot. You can hear all the banging going on. You have these guys crawling through the woods looking for 3D moose. Right? And then you have,
with pink on them.
Now, we haven't talked about the pistol range yet. So what's that look like?
Well, the pistol range is going to be a series of different targets. It's going to be a little different this year. So I am, of course, I delegated that to Jeff Eisman, who will come up with some fun targets, some pink targets, of course. And so bring your 9mm, 45mm, even a 22mm, you know, if you want.
Right.
And just bring your firearm that day and lots of ammo. And you'll go through the course. We have a pistol range.
So it's an entire range, it isn't just one target. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be fun things.
So you can do all of this while you're enjoying these a million cookies.
Yes,
and
million cookies.
The food
and
from
pink
your
lemonade.
Fabulous caterer. Can you swim that day?
If you want to. Well, actually, our swimming won't open until Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
So, but you can dunk your toes in.
Okay, dunk your toes.
Yeah,
fine.
That's what I do.
Get your little kayak and row around in there.
Yeah, right. You could do that. Absolutely.
I think one of the members of your club is a fellow named Jay Williams. I think he's mentioned he's a member of that. And he's a big kayaker.
Nice.
This guy's a great kayaker.
Bring your pink kayak that day.
Bring your pink kayak.
That'd be great.
Okay, so let's remind everybody, we're talking to Lisa Fumura of the Bedford County Sportsman Club, and she is telling us about how they're going to shoot out cancer, choose your sport. What is the date of this event?
May 21st.
May 21, and it's all day?
It's all day. So starts at the clubhouse at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And when does it end?
Whenever it ends.
Oh, my goodness. You can't shoot in the dark, so...
Well, we can, actually.
Oh, you can?
We can. Maybe not the 3D archery. That probably would be good.
Unless you laid up, never mind.
We could have glow-in-the-dark things.
Okay. So it is an all-day event.
It is an all-day event.
And obviously you're encouraged to bring your children and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Anything specifically for the kids? Can they do something? I mean, unless they're...
Well, we do have a lot of kids that shoot trap. My son's 15. He's been shooting for 3 years now, or a little longer, maybe.
Wow.
We have several families that have kids that shoot. Probably not recommended for real little ones, but definitely, you know, the food, the cookies.
So they can wade into the cookies.
Bring them for cookies. That's fine.
I mean, you have a million cookies to go
through.
Are all these cookies... homemade?
They are homemade.
So we had all these women at home making all these cookies, throwing them out. You know, my wife just finished a project like this, and she said she never wanted to look at another cookie for the rest of her life.
Well, they've had a year to recoup.
Oh. All right. Well, you've been great. We just have a couple of minutes left, so now we got to get in the nitty gritty here. Okay, we learned out where it is. It's on 326, obviously, heading
326 south heading to Rainsburg.
Now the club's on the right, so you said
it's on the right hand side.
Some of the ranges are on the left as well.
The 3D archery range is in the woods on the opposite side.
Gotcha. Okay.
But we want everybody to come to the clubhouse first.
And it begins early in the morning, ends whenever it ends. Mm-hmm. And what about the parking? Where do you park your car?
We have lots of parking up there, and we'll have somebody try to, you know, guide and direct. It worked out well last year, so, and the 3D archery shooters typically park down that way by the range.
Okay.
So, but if they could come up and register first and then go back down to the archery range, that would be great.
Okay. Well, we're almost out of time, so you have a website.
We do.
Tell me about the website.
We do. It is Bedford County Sportsmen's Club.com, and that sportsmen's, it should be spelled M-E-N-S, not M-A-N-S.
Ah, Sportsman's
That might
Club.
Be just
okay.
a little tricky. But,
I know, websites are a pain because you don't get everything exactly right.
I know.
Usually the Googles or the search engines pick it up anyway.
But we have the cancer shoot information on our website. And there's actually the registration form is on there that you can download and print it up, fill it in, and send it to the address.
Well, Lisa Fumura, you have been wonderful. Thank you very much.
You.
I want to thank Steve McNamara for introducing me to you.
And, thanks, Mac.
You can do whatever you wish to Matt.
Yes, I will.
And we call him Steve. We don't call him Mac.
We call him Steve. Mac.
I know he's a Mac. I know he's a Mac.
Or
if he's in trouble, he's Steven, I guess. I don't know. But thanks again. I really appreciate
thank
it. You've been a wonderful guest.
Much.
And you're very knowledgeable. And it was a pleasure to have you on the program today.
Well, it's my passion, and I appreciate doing this.
Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by DestinationDelco.com. From Philly to the Brandywine, that's DestinationDelco.com. And by Thomas Chevrolet, Subaru, in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.